Ladies and gentlemen, please, attention. Get to your websites immediately. Click onto the video. The picture you'll see is of Rich McFadden's nose.
You better do it quick.
See if he can get his... Let's find out what his nose hair looks like.
He's got the camera jammed.
Gray hairs in his nose. There it is. Great way to start the day. Welcome. All right, calm down. And turn your microphone up so we can hear you, will you please? The Great American Day starts here with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you're looking for something to listen to, that will not send you over the top, but will give you some superbly imperfect grammar and other things that prove that we are human. I've been attacking, I don't know if attack is the right word, but I've been sort of making fun of Michelle Bachmann and to a point, I guess, Sarah Palin and the things that they've said or have tried to say that didn't seem too articulate. One of the things, Richie, that came out was a discussion in which she refers, when she talks about her overwhelmingly exciting entry into the race to become the next president of the United States, she said this is a historic moment.
Uh-oh. We all know what that gets you with you.
I thought perhaps an historic would be a little more linguistically correct. Am I being too picky? 800-510-8255. In the meantime, we have good news today. Good news to blow in your nose. Good. Or wherever.
Yeah, wherever.
Today is the 8th Wednesday. Alrighty, okay. This may be considered a little controversial, but it's okay, because controversy is good, makes us think a little bit.
What are you doing now?
Number one on the good news department was the Wisconsin ruling yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Reinstating the law.
Sure.
That curbs the collective bargaining rights of most of the state employees there. You may remember that opponents of the law said the fight would be taken to those who supported it. The Supreme Court, 4-3 vote, set aside the ruling by the lower court, which had placed a permanent injunction against this law, which again curbs the collective bargaining rights of most of the Wisconsin state employees. The court ruled the state legislature did not violate the Constitution when it passed the legislation. So, this is not about politics. I don't think it is anyway, and I think a lot of people are trying to make it political. It's just the reality. And the sad thing is that the teachers, those of you who live in Wisconsin, the teachers, I'd like to hear from people living in Wisconsin. Matter of fact, we have three or four stations there, 800-510-8255, or people in Ohio where the same sort of thing has happened. And frankly, in a lot of other states, the same sort of thing is either in action or in a proposal stage. And so you see the pictures of these angry teachers, and mostly it's been teachers, but others have said this was an attack on workers' rights. That's nonsense. Nonsense. But is there a collective wisdom here, would be my question. 800-510-8255. You can imagine how the AFL-CIO criticized the ruling. Yeah, yeah, okay. Maybe the feeling is that this is more partisan politics. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, there's a chorus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But why do state workers or county workers or local workers need to belong to a union? There are only so many dollars, and there are only so many ways to spend them. And if you look around, I've given you the example, I think, before, but I'll give it to you again. My community of Framingham, Massachusetts, had for 40 years employed the school bus drivers, and the town paid for their benefits to the point where there's now about a $4.5 million unfunded liability for health and for retirement. Now, most communities, if not all communities, but most communities, and again, I'm using this as an example, they hire a contractor to provide the services that are necessary to get the children back and forth to school. It happened that in Framingham, for whatever the reason, the decision was made a number of years ago to have the town employ the drivers, and it has now set up this ridiculous circumstance where they don't have the money to pay for what they promised to give them. And how many more examples are there like this? And you can say, well, that's the fault of those who are running the communities. They should find the money. Okay, well, maybe they ought to find the money. But where does it come from? How does it, in the school budget, what's more important?
Right.
To pay the school bus drivers or teachers? What's the decision? It didn't take a lot of heavy lifting to figure that out, does it? I don't think it does. I think that the way the news media has played this, Richie, is that the unions are the unions are the unions. No. State, public, local, municipal employees are in an entirely different league than are those who work at General Motors or who work in some circumstance, even in our business, there are union employees. It's a private versus a public argument. And I think that the public sector doesn't carry the day, doesn't rule. And so this vote, I see it as good news in Wisconsin. Again, maybe it's controversial, but it is what it is.
It's sad that people can't see what reality is these days. I mean, it's,
And it's a bad example for teachers. It seems to me, what are you more devoted to? And people ask that question all the time. I remember when I was a teacher, and I have a daughter who's a teacher. I had a former wife who was a teacher. I have many people in my circle of friends who are teachers.
Some of my best friends are teachers.
Yes, some of them are, in fact. And, you know, they understand more. You know, it depends on where they live, actually. It depends on what community, what state they live in as to how they look at this. But at the end of the day, something's got to give. And, you know, everybody's saying no. And it's interesting, the president and the speaker are going to have a golf game on Saturday. That's pretty interesting. They're going to play 18 holes and discuss the problems of the country.
You want to see if all of them come back with all of their clubs.
Yeah.
You said what?
Right. Or all of their balls. Yeah. Anyway, rough. Look out. What is it? Four. Wouldn't you like to be a woodchuck on the hole? Where's Bill Murray when we need him for something like that, right?
Absolutely.
Or Rodney Dangerfield.
Cinderella story.
Yeah. At any rate.
I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for a while.
There's only not a lot of difference between what the Republicans are proposing to save and what the president wants to spend. We're not talking about serious money here, and that's the problem. They're not talking about serious money.
I want to interrupt you for one second.
Okay.
You know how every man on the face of this planet that lives in the United States and beyond can quote, except for you, lines from the fabulous movie Caddyshack?
Yes, there are a lot of people who can do that, including you.
And I cannot step on a golf course with my buddies without going through at least half of the movie.
Yeah.
Do you think... I mean, President Obama is only a couple years older than I am.
Yeah.
Do you think that he and John Boehner, who's probably only 10 years older than I am, quote the lines from Caddyshack where they're out playing golf? you think Boehner looks over at Obama and says, Cinderella story, it's in the hole. It's in the hole. You think they look at each other and do that?
I don't know, but it would be fun, again, to be a woodchuck on the hole with ears.
They're red-blooded American guys. There's no way that they don't.
It would be fun. That'd be a fun part of it. Yeah, let's get some sound on that, Rich. 800-510-8255. Coming up, the 2020 news quiz. First, though, let's think about your arthritis.
Ooh.
You got arthritis pain?
My dog does.
Is the pain medicine putting you at risk for stomach issues?
Oh.
There are a lot of prescription medicines, a lot of over-the-counter things that are supposed to be pain relievers. And, in fact, they are because they have a lot of built-in medication, and that's cool. But your stomach becomes the issue. Your stomach is bothering you because you're taking too much of this pain medication. Well, the solution is to understand Salonpas. Salonpas is a pain-free patch that some people have been using. They've gotten major improvement after applying this patch.
Really?
And, Richie, you've heard some of the testimonials. The speed at which this thing works is what's so astounding about Salonpas. So right now, at 16 past the hour, it is time for you to be pain-free. Go to DougStefan.com or DrKenshow.com. Get your free sample of Salonpas, the patch that gets rid of pain quickly.
In fact,
pain-free. Yes.
Speaking of golf, we have Brian here from New Jersey who says it helped him when he was playing golf.
Hey, this is Brian from New Jersey, and I just wanted to share a Salonpas experience that I had. I have chronic back problems, and it really flares up when I play golf, and I played golf 2 days in a row over the last weekend. I put on the Salonpas patch for the second round of golf that I played, and within a minute, my back felt better, and I went out, and I shot the best round of my life thanks to Salonpas.
All right, there it is. 12 hours, the competitors, 8 hours. This is good pain relief. And you heard it there from somebody who's a golfer. Pain-free play. Get your free patch from Salon Paws. Go pain-free. Go to DougStefan.com or DrKenshow.com.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct.
Oh.
Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Father's Day is not for celebrating dads. It's for celebrating all our dads are. And since Father's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Father's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to share a moment with the big guy on his big day. Hallmark Father's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the safe driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The phenomenally humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
All right, here's some more good news. For those of you who love the radio, the debate and the disagreement about whether the radio, this is something we talked about last week. Richie and I were at the annual convention for Talkers Magazine in New York. And the people who are radio naysayers who continue to claim the radio is dying a slow and painful death. Well, some of the music radio stations certainly are. But actually, from on year-to-date numbers, there are about 7 million plus more listeners to radio this year than there were last year at this time. That's got to be pretty good news, huh? 21 after on Good Day.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, economy is so bad today. President Obama had to play golf on a public course. That's how bad.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. The man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, the president and Mr. Boehner, the pressure is on. Who's going to have the best score? Do you let the president win because he's the president?
Or who's going to quote the best Caddyshack lines?
All right, 800-510-8255. Some good news rolling around here. Here's our 2020 Who quiz. Who said this? This is who said this? The radio, I was talking about the good news from the world of radio. Radio listenership is up, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
Somebody said, this is actually pretty funny. Somebody said radio is dying because the name of Radio Shack was just changed to The Shack. That's the end of radio. Radio Shack, so ashamed of being connected to radio that they are no longer called The Radio Shack.
New Media Shack.
Yeah, the New Media Shack. That's it, right. Or the, maybe just call it the outhouse. The Shack. All
I
right,
like that.
So, yeah, here we go. Here's our 2020 quiz. Who said this? The radio craze will die out in time. Was it Bob Seidensticker? Was it Brian David Johnson? Was it Thomas Edison? Or was it P.T. Barnum? Answer that's correct wins a Doug Steffen Prize, 800-510-8255. The radio craze will die out in time. Who said that? Bob Seidensticker, who's, by the way, the author of a book called Future Hype. I mean, I didn't just pull his name out of the hat, although it's an interesting name. Seidensticker. Then there's Brian David Johnson, who wrote Screen Future. Another futuristic, these are both books about the future. Did they say the radio craze will die out in time, or was it Thomas Edison, or was it P.T. Barnum, who had lots of interesting predictions? Remember?
That guy never shut up. He always had something
to say. P.T. Barnum predicted, what, a couple hundred years ago? He was around in the 1800s, right?
Late 1800s, I think. Let me look.
Yeah. He had lots of predictions that came true. So who said the radio craze will die out in time? 800-510-8255. Was it Bob Seidensticker, Brian David Johnson? Was it Thomas Edison, or was it P.T. Barnum? You figure it out.
1810 to 1891.
Yeah, so 1800s, yeah, a couple hundred years ago.
Yep.
Who said the radio craze will die out in time? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, some other good news here to reference. There was a couple of homosexuals who were married in San Francisco facing health problems, financial pressures, the usual things that couples are facing, and they decided to file bankruptcy as a married couple in California.
Mm.
The administration said they couldn't because the Defense of Marriage Act prohibits federal recognition of same-sex marriages. However, the other day, 20 of 24 sitting judges on the country's largest consumer bankruptcy court sided with the gay couple. the court took the extraordinary step of declaring the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional. I think that's good. Frankly, some of you will disagree with that, but it is what I guess some would describe as an attack of the Defense of Marriage Act, adds to the building pressure to make good on a pledge that Obama made. Remember, they said they weren't going to defend this law anymore in court. There are 18,000 California same-sex couples that got married or have been married since, I think, 2008.
I might, but for a different reason.
What would that be?
Couples married and divorced. What is marriage anymore? People getting divorced after 7 years.
Right.
Good effort. Nice effort.
Yeah. Being married isn't too practical in some circles. All right, anyway. 800-510-8255. We'll answer our quickie quiz in a few minutes here on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom6.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom6.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 6.com. Freedom6.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Day 33 after the hour. I think Jennifer's back tomorrow from Hawaii, isn't she?
Yes. I thought she was back today. Who knows? I'll keep track anyway.
They're here when they're here, and they're not here, and it's okay.
Yeah.
There's one stable reality 99.44% of the time, and that's that I'll be here.
Good day, sir. That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
33 after the hour. Anthony Weiner and the new memorabilia, that focus in a moment or two. Plus, Dr. Ken will be here. With his daily dose of interesting stories moving around through the medical community. In the meantime, our 2020 quiz, who said the radio craze will die out in time? Was it Bob Seidensticker, who's the author of Future Hype, Brian David Johnson, the author of Screen Future, P.T. Barnum, the circus guy, or Thomas Edison? What say you as 800-510-8255 becomes less available? You fill it up. We take your calls. How we make your day better, I guess, is dependent on what's going on in the world. In Fort Pierce, Florida, yesterday, police posted a video
of
on the website.
Right.
They're searching for a pair of women who stole these women stole 75 sticks of deodorant from a Winn-Dixie store.
Shouldn't be hard to track them down. Woo! What's that smell? Woo!
The investigators at the police department say the women took the Secret and Gillette brand deodorants from the store.
Not my type.
On US 1 in Fort Pierce. Police say the suspect there. Women are looking right in the camera, too. That's pretty interesting.
I'm
looking
at the video. Women are going to do 75 sticks of deodorant. I mean, it's like they're going to set up a roadside stand. Deodorant for sale. Bulk rate discount.
Yeah. They actually, what the police theorize is that these women own a small convenience store, and they were taking the deodorant to be sold at the, their inventory. Oh, with them apples. Anybody here, the latest? Anybody down there? We got three or four stations on the east coast of Florida. Anybody got the latest scoop?
You know.
800-510-TALK. Yes, Rich.
Another strange thing. With the economy the way it is, and this would make somebody a small store owner who's feared that they're going to have to close their store because they can't afford to buy new inventory, go out and steal some.
Yeah.
Another strange theft that is going on with this, with the economy, is people are stealing copper pipes out of vacant houses.
Houses being built or houses being torn down?
Houses being built, houses that are vacant because of
not only
bankruptcy.
It's not just the piping, it's the wiring.
Right.
They rip out the wiring from
the
wall, too.
In a suburb of Washington, D.C. here, they had one guy who was burned badly because he was part of a theft ring stealing copper wiring from sewer systems. Yeah. These guys are in the sewers cutting the copper wires that run there for whatever it is, electricity and whatever, and stealing it and then selling it on the scrap market.
Yeah, Oh, I have. I'm cutting up a lot of old equipment and stuff that I don't need anymore. $340 a ton for metal, any kind of scrap heavy metal.
Wow.
All right. So here's what the there are specially designed skirts apparently that have been designed to help women shoplift, and they are.
Let's see if I can find one of those on the internet.
Yeah. The women wearing their usual skirts, they come into the supermarket, they go out apparently without anything, without having bought anything. However, some of the store officials in certain areas becoming suspicious, and they have then called in the, you know, they have the flat foots, the security people that go to the bigger malls and stuff, the bigger stores. One woman had tea bags, toothpaste, shampoo, bathing soaps, and a newspaper.
Wow.
In her skirt pleats. How about that?
Wow.
And then apparently, when that woman got caught, she says, well, I'm not alone. Somebody else did it. And they found 10 women in the store who were filling up their skirt.
Look over there. I love it.
Oh, my God. 800-510-8255. All right, before we get to 20 before the hour.
Apparently, shoplifting skirts are one of the oldest tricks in the profession.
Is that so?
According to the internet.
What, in the profession of shoplifting or the profession of prostitution?
In the profession of shoplifting.
Really?
Yeah. It's an old tool.
I didn't know that, Rich. Thank you for informing us. I don't know who wears skirts anymore. I don't see women. I was thinking about the people I was around this past weekend. I was thinking about, in general, let's see, on the plane Monday, there wasn't one of the four flight attendants on the plane that was in a dress or a skirt. They all had on pants.
Look at this.
Where do you see women wearing skirts or dresses
anymore?
I see
women wearing skirts.
I mean, you don't
see...
Yeah,
but you do see a lot more.
Most of them
pants.
Say that they follow... Hillary Clinton, you may not think, is a fashion setter, but she is. Apparently, Hillary Clinton has 140... different pantsuits.
Yeah, when's the last time you ever saw her wearing a skirt?
I don't think I've ever seen her. Have you? Anybody seen her?
And I would say that you're probably right.
Yeah.
But do you think that people want to follow her or they need to follow her or something like that to be more professional?
Well, I think that there is a thought that professionalism among women requires them to wear pants and not wear skirts and show their legs. So that's, you know, I'd rather look at their legs, but that's just me.
Well, that's exactly why they wear pants, because there's leches like you out there looking
Thank
at their legs.
Thank you very much.
All right, so look at the, hold on one second before you go to that.
Yeah.
Skillful devices to fool the clerks and hoodwink the detectives. The garter belt, with many convenient hooks for jewelry and other small articles. An umbrella, which holds a lot, but can be dangerous on a rainy day. And then a shopping bag with a false bottom in it.
Really?
Yeah.
A false bottom in a shopping bag. Now, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
800-510-8255. Okay. So our question here has to do, I was making some comments about radio. Richie and I at the Talkers Radio Convention last Friday and Saturday, and we pulled a few things out of it, including the usage of radio, talk radio expanding. Some of the traditional political shows, pretty stagnant, but other folks who are doing things that are not just political or outside of the old box, the literal radio box, seem to be gaining some traction, and that's cool, at least for people like us doing this kind of a program. 800-510-8255. So I saw this quote from this particular person. I thought, okay, let's find out. The audience knows who said this. The radio craze will die out in time. Was it these two authors? Was it Barnum? Was it Thomas Edison? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Lynn's in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Hi, Lynn. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. What did you think, by the way? I was talking about the Wisconsin law that's been upheld as the governor tries to get the unions less important, public unions. Are you with me and him on that, or are you thinking the other way?
Well, it doesn't really affect me personally, but
it really does affect you. Yeah, no, it really does affect you because you're paying
it's
taxes.
It's not taking away anything I have. It's not taking away anything that I have right now.
Yeah. But it does affect your tax bill. You know that.
Yeah.
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 All right. But I don't want to. You don't have an opinion, so you don't have to have an opinion.
They're going to get in your pocket any way they can.
Let's see if we can avoid that.
Hallelujah.
Sir. Yeah, exactly. All right, so who was it that said this radio craze will die out in time? Who do you think said that?
I think it was P.T. Barnum.
P.T. Barnum is a good guess.
However, he's responsible for many of those kinds of quotes.
Yes, there are many of those quotes, but that was not something he said. Thanks, Lynn. Good to talk to you. Have a wonderful day. Dan is in Cross Plains, Texas. Dan, have we ever spoken before?
Yes, we have.
We have. Under what circumstances?
You and I have discussed everything from the fact that we were both dairymen.
Yeah.
And one time before, you were very sarcastic to me, and you got accused of being Rain Man by your co-host.
That's right, he is.
Really? That's
absolutely
terrible.
Is Rain Man.
Well, at least we didn't send him away, though, anyway.
Very cynical that day.
I have my days, Dan. We all have our days,
yes,
right?
Yes,
could have been a day that there was no sun shining in my life.
I like Dan.
All right. So, Dan, who was it that said the radio craze will die out in time?
Edison.
It was Thomas Edison, who basically was the father of the radio.
Yeah.
He said it in 1922. The radio was first developed. First commercial radio station went on the air in 1929. Most people know it was KDKA in Pittsburgh. There were other stations that were around, but none commercially. As a matter of fact, college campuses, some of the colleges had them a few years before that. And so they've been, this idea came about, interestingly enough, I understand, I don't know if this is true or not, when Edison was fiddling around with a light bulb, he was fiddling with tubes and stuff. And somehow or other, a couple of the tubes, and I don't know, how do you know how somebody's mind works? But if you look at the old tubes that were in the old radios, they're very similar to a light bulb. Right?
Right.
You ever look inside of a big old radio?
Yes.
Yeah. The tubes and the light bulbs pretty much look the same. And somehow or other, the incandescent part of this, that is that wire that's inside the bulb, enough of them put together, God knows how this works, allow a signal to create a sound. And Edison was smart enough to try. He created a speaker. Again, how do you know? Well, how do you figure out how somebody's mind works to put all of this together?
Well,
two makes four.
How he took something that he didn't know.
Right.
Made a
no
sound.
No idea.
And say, okay, this is making a sound. I'm going to convert that into audio from whatever.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Digital information.
Amazing.
Is. Yeah, or analog information.
Yeah. How old were you when you had your first radio, Dan?
12.
And what kind of radio was it? Remember?
It was the crystal, remember the old Japanese crystal set?
Yeah.
Amazing how that. I met Bob Crane. Many of you who listen to various radio programs know the C. Crane Company that makes the best radios in the world. They really do. And I met him at this convention for the first time. I'd talked to him, or other people have talked to him about me and us telling his story on the air. And I was looking at some of the radios, Rich. I don't know if you looked at any of them or not while you were there, but they're really fascinating. And how the technology has so changed. My God, it's really amazing what you can get into these little boxes now, the quality of the sound you can get. It's the same as computers and everything else, really and truly.
You know, it's interesting with the tubes.
Edison was the inventor of the Victrola.
Yeah, the Victrola. And it had the dog was his dog. You knew that, right? The RCA Victor dog
Nipper.
Was Edison's dog.
Nipper.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Dan. Hold on a second. Thanks for the call. I'm glad you will go away happy this time with the Doug Steffen Prize. P.T. Barnum said, "Give people what they want; otherwise, they'll take it anyway." Which I thought was pretty interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, look at all of these things. There are a lot of people who have such. Here's this the book I was talking about, Future Hype. Guy who wrote it said, "Superficial press plus technology myopia cause us to see today's change as more important than it really is, while simultaneously minimizing the significance of past technologies." Translated, we're smarter today, so we think, than the people who are around before us? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Thomas Edison wasn't one of the brightest minds in the history of the planet.
Yeah.
Duh. Give credit to
Franklin.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, would you please?
Da Vinci.
Yeah.
Please.
All right. 14 before the hour. One of the smartest minds around is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com. not Geico.RidiculouslySimpleSavings or Geico.PayYourBill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming. Subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
The Doug Steffens Show. More unpredictable than what's behind your refrigerator.
At 12 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with his daily dose of important medical information. We have lots of testimonials, Ken, lots of testimonials about salon pause. Because if you are full of pain, as a lot of people are, people that exercise, muscle pain, their back, their necks, your shoulders and your arms and your back may be getting stronger, but it's no fun if you have lots of pain. So get yourself pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com, get a free sample of Salon Pause, and take advantage of this thing recommended by doctors everywhere now, right?
Yes, get a smile on your face, improve the quality of your life, make yourself happy, get out of misery. This is the first FDA-approved patch for mild to moderate pain, and it won't irritate your stomach or cause side effects elsewhere.
All right, so get the free. This is no. There's nothing attached to this. This is free, the opportunity for you to go and test this patch. Time to get yourself the pain-free patch. Test it yourself. Go to drkenshow.com for a free sample of Salon Pause. You can get it also at DougStefan.com. All right, diets that prevent Alzheimer's.
Out of the Archives of Neurology this morning, Doug, we know that obese people, they're more likely to get Alzheimer's disease later in life. But the news is that a low-fat, whole-grain diet, Doug, this could help prevent Alzheimer's disease. So those who eat large amounts of butter, cheese, biscuits, and white bread may be more at risk.
Wow, more at risk for Alzheimer's, okay. When you are married and your wife can't sleep, what does it do to the marriage?
Again, when mom is happy, everyone's happy. This is from the sleep conference in Minneapolis this week. When wives can't fall asleep, that tends to trigger marital tension the next day, whereas the sleep issues of husbands barely impact spousal relationships.
The expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but maybe not.
Apples, again, top the dirty dozen list of produce most contaminated with pesticides, while onions top the list of the clean 15. This is out of the Environmental Working Group this morning, Doug.
MetaFast. You want to lose weight? You fit into that first story that Ken did. Check out the MetaFast diets. MetaFastKen.com is a great way for you to save and lose weight. 51 after. Come along, suck it to your game.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Father's Day this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Father's Day is Sunday, isn't it?
I'm going to clean up.
Father's Day is the 19th.
Yeah, there we go.
What's the...
My four-year-old's been saving up, man. I'm getting something big.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. From her allowance that you give her in the first place?
Probably something on construction paper with lots of colors.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
That's the best stuff.
It is.
Really is. Can you post it at DougSteffen.com when you get it?
Absolutely.
I'd like to have you post it there. Very good. The Wednesday program on the air, focusing now on technology and Alex Goldfein's overview of things. He's a pretty smart guy, and he watches this with, again, the eye toward the common man. The reason that I have him here is because he speaks to me.
You can understand what he's talking about.
Perfectly. I listened to him when we first met. He was he's from Chicago, and he was in New England, and we met at a restaurant down in, where the heck was it, someplace in Connecticut. I remember he's a tall, lanky guy, and he was not what I expect. You listen to people's voices,
yeah.
And you make it. You know, somebody said the other day when they saw me and they hadn't seen me before that they thought I was taller. I think that was the...
Well, they always think you're taller, but the best
well,
one was
just
the guy...
Just a second, though. What is there... I don't know that I'm not short.
No.
I'm
6 foot tall.
Yeah.
But people see me and they'll always go, oh, I thought you were taller.
Yeah.
They always think you're taller, no matter how tall you are.
Okay.
Okay.
You were, but you and I were walking together and it looked like we were about the same size. Same height.
Yeah, from your view, maybe. Top of your head looked
pretty
good.
I sure as heck wasn't looking up to you, I'll tell you that. Fine, anyway.
But the best one was the guy who thought you were black. That was great.
Oh, yeah.
And he was shocked to see that you weren't.
That I was white.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Alex Goldfein recently had to pay some money to replace his fried iPhone. My sister she called me yesterday on her new iPhone. And
fried
she was
chicken is much better than your iPhone.
Yeah, it is. Fried chicken, much good. Yeah. You don't want fried iPhones. Anyway, Alex, the technology tailor, will give you the surprising answer, how much he had to pay for his fried iPhone. What do you think it is? We'll find out next on Good Day.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
I'd like to tell you a little story about how my iPhone recently drowned. Last week, while it was about 100 degrees in Chicago, my family and I went to the swimming pool. My 2-year-old son ran into the shallow end, and I had to drop what I was doing and run after him. There was no time to think, but the problem was my iPhone was in my pocket, and it drowned. There was no reviving it, hard as I tried. So, I went to the AT&T store. I explained what happened, and they told me I wasn't eligible for a new iPhone at a discounted price until January. Until then, the cost of a new device was $700, not an option. Then I went to the Apple Store, which I learned replaces broken iPhones for $199 without affecting your contract. I told the man my story at the Genius Bar. He smiled, thanked me for being honest, and gave me a free replacement. And that is why Apple has so many passionate, enthusiastic fans. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
All right, so you know how the Apple guys do it, and they do it the right way, it would appear, listening to that. This year for Father's Day, ditch the ties, the tool sets, get them up to speed with the latest gadgets, high-tech gifts. Kendra Johansson has more on how to please your pop.
One of the first hints that summer is here is that it's time to celebrate both dads and new grads. But figuring out gift ideas that will be a hit can be tough. Brett Larson is an Emmy Award-winning technology and trends reporter who says tech gifts are a solid bet. Brett, what do you think are some of the hotter gadgets this summer?
Perfect for the grad, the revolutionary Casio Trix digital camera designed to capture life all around you like never before. Or bring your family together from anywhere in high-definition television with a video call using the Cisco Yumi. Stay connected to entertainment and more with Samsung's LED 3D Smart Hub TV featuring full web browser, hundreds of apps, and more. And don't forget cool summer refreshments. Make your own delicious soda in under 30 seconds using the new SodaStream Fizz. And finally, if you can make mac and cheese, you can make beer with Northern Brewers Deluxe Beer Starter Kit. All things that any dad or grad will love.
For more, visit killerapps.tv. That's Technology Now from News Media Group.
If you want an iPhone but you don't want to get locked into a contract, Apple has started selling unlocked iPhone 4s, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be interesting. 59 past the hour on Good Day.